From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Negotiators have pledged to continue working to hammer out a deal on Iran's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Friday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Vienna to discuss some key disputes that prevented nuclear negotiators from meeting a June 30th deadline for an agreement. Kerry said that he and Zarif's teams have been working very hard and very diligently in order to maximize progress.
So we will continue to work tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, and we certainly both want to try to see if we can arrive at a conclusion.
Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have given themselves a deadline of July 7th to come up with a comprehensive deal to lift international sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging voters to vote no in Sunday's referendum on whether the country should accept European bailout terms. Speaking to a rally of 25,000 people in Athens, Mr. Tsipras said a no vote would give Greece a chance to live in dignity in Europe. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said in Luxembourg Friday that a no vote would seriously weaken Greece's negotiating position.
The program has come to an end. There are no negotiations underway. If the Greeks will vote no, they have done everything but strengthening the Greek negotiation position. The Greek negotiation position will be dramatically weakened by a no vote.
European leaders have warned that a no vote on the referendum would amount to Greece becoming the first country to leave the 19-nation eurozone during the common currency's 16-year history. This is VOA News. Witnesses say that Boko Haram militants executed 11 members who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group. Residents of a town in Nigeria's Borno state say Boko Haram fighters entered their town before dawn Friday and went house to house looking for the alleged defectors. One resident said 11 people were found slaughtered at the Eid praying ground outside of town. Also Friday, heavy gunfire was heard on the edges of the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. Witnesses in the village of Zambamari said that Boko Haram fighters attacked the town late Friday, battling with Nigerian troops. Boko Haram is blamed for several attacks this week in the deadliest wave of violence since President Muhammadu Buhari took office in May. A solar-powered Swiss airplane touched down in Hawaii Friday, completing a record-breaking flight across the Pacific Ocean, the riskiest leg of its 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without a drop of fuel. Solar Impulse 2 pilot Andre Borschberg's 120-hour voyage beat the previous longest solo piloting record held by American adventurer Steve Fawcett. Peter Frey is a leader of the design and analysis team.
12 years ago, people said, "We think it's not possible. We did it. It's really great. I mean, it's historic."
Swiss adventurer Bertrand Piccard will fly the same aircraft on the next leg from Hawaii to Phoenix, Arizona. From there, Solar Impulse is scheduled to fly to New York before crossing the Atlantic Ocean to its final destination, Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. Law enforcement officials across the United States are boosting security for Independence Day events after security agencies warned about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday Saturday. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI issued an alert earlier this week calling for local authorities and the public to remain vigilant for possible threats following recent calls for violence by the Islamic State group during Ramadan. Peter Ahern is a former FBI agent.
This is the same thing we do every year, but we need to do that. We need to keep people reminded and look at the historical events that are going on right now in the last 6 months to a year. Just kind of makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up a little bit more, and I think that's why you're seeing such a push here.
Terror attacks last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for increased vigilance over the patriotic holiday in the United States. The Islamic State group, that is, claimed responsibility for the Tunisia and Kuwait attacks. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.